hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, hear my prayer. I know you heard me praying so many times before. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
That I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. And I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Everybody. Sit on hold on, Satan. No,
no,
Satan, no, won't get it cross. I said, I'm down here, waiting at the river. Will you come, Lord Jesus? Yes, sir, Lord. The reason, Lord, if you don't come to my rescue, I belong. Listen, I'm your child, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm your child. And I know you heard me praying so many times before. But I need you. If you don't come, Lord, I perish. Yes, I will. And I'm waiting on you, Lord, right down here below. Right. I said, I'm down here. Lord Jesus, oh Lord, Satan,
Satan,
oh, Satan, want me to cross. I said, I'm down here, waiting at the river. You come, Lord Jesus. Yes, sir, Lord. The reason is, if you don't come to my rescue, if you don't come
to my rescue,
if you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue,
if you don't come, Lord,
to my rescue,
I can't even speak, Lord. I can't even wave my hand.
To my rescue.
If you don't come,
you don't come to my rescue.
If you don't come, Lord,
to my rescue.
I can't even sing, Lord.
You don't come to my rescue.
I can't even walk. Can't even talk, Lord. If you don't
come,
we need you right now, Lord. Somebody, body, Lord, is racking with pain, Lord. Somebody that they lost loved one last night. They can't even speak, Lord. They can't even pray right now, Lord. But Lord, you know, you already know, Lord. And they need you right now, Lord. you don't come, Lord. If you don't come, Lord. Satan desire, Lord, is to take this boy as a man. Sometime I feel him trying to take me down. But if you don't come, Lord, if you don't come, Lord, I can't even walk, Lord. I can't even wave my hand. If you don't come, Lord, if you don't come, if you don't come, Lord, if you don't come, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. If you don't come. Oh, hallelujah. We need you, Lord.
Go home, but we are still here, and we act like God ain't. I thank you for the deacons, God. I thank you. Even though they going through. Thank you for Deacon Leroy. Thank you, God. He's here. Oh, God, I thank you.
God, Father and the Holy Spirit, is that great to be in the number one more time. So give honor to God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to our presider, praise God, Elders Green. Amen. To all our other preachers in the house and all other officers in the house, and to every lay person, because everybody's special, everybody's worthy, praise God, of your love, because God gave us to each other to love one another. Hallelujah. Just as he loved us. Hallelujah. And we praise God for everybody looks good. Hallelujah. And because God made you that way for his glory. Okay, so it's not for our glory, but for his glory. To God the Father and to the combined choir. Again, praise God to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Did I miss any ushers? Yeah. Amen. Praise God for the ushers as well. Okay. I think we got everybody covered. Praise God. But if I miss anyone, God see you. Amen. And that's all what counts. Praise God. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're a part of this day, because he could have left us yesterday. But I thank God for bringing us over into today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And come here to worship him. And I'm not going to be before you very long either. All right. From the book of Luke. 2nd chapter, verse 6 and 7. 6 and 7. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here. You're the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. We cast our all into your care that you may use us for your glory and honor. Send forth a word. Full of power and riches of your Holy Spirit. Send a word that will lift us up in our spirit, in God, and cause us to go forth being witnesses to others, bringing joy into their souls, into their mind, and to their heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Do we have it? Okay, Luke 2, chapter, verses 6 and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the day was accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her first son, born son, and wrapped in swaddling and swallowed in clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Praise God. Ask your neighbor this question. Say, neighbor, do you have room? It's a time of the year that everything is coming to a close for that calendar year, and we are trying to cram everything in that we didn't get in going through the year. And some of us trying to find different things to try to please our loved ones. And some just going to get something so that somebody can give them something back. Okay. But everybody's going to and fro, being busy, trying to do something for the year is over. Some of us have missed out on some things all year long. And we're waiting until this month to try to do 12 months in one. And we tend to, in this process, we tend to omit Jesus because it's all now in our mind about me, what I'm gonna get, what somebody else gonna do, what. And hardly ever take time to fill in the blanks about Jesus. He came to this world that we might have life. But we can't get that life if we don't recognize him. Because he's the one that's given that life. And he wants us to have that life more abundantly. Each day he wants it to be better than the day before. He wants you to learn more about him every day. Because as we said in the scripture, this is the day that the Lord has made. Okay? And we ought to or should rejoice and be glad that you are able to be in this day. Hallelujah. But if you don't recognize Jesus, that means you don't have room for him. Do you have room in your heart? Do you have room in your mind? Do you have room in your plans for the holidays? Some of us got our list all made up, and we're trying to fulfill that list. And some of us on next Monday will be disappointed because you want something, but you didn't tell the person what you want. You just hoping they will just get it. And when they don't, you get upset. But you need to then allow Jesus take over. If he's in your home, let him have the right of way. Let him have the oversight. If it's in your work, let Jesus take control there too. Before you start your day, ask the Lord to go with you. Not only just going with you, but ask him to direct your path. Ask him to lead you and guide you into all truth for that day. And when the things don't happen like we want them to happen, don't get upset. Cast it to Jesus. He's there, isn't he? You got him in your house, right? Because I'll give it to him. Let him have it. And everything will work out all right. But you got to have Jesus in your life. Do you have him walking with you, talking with you? Do you have him as he moves through your town? And I want you to know he's always moving through your town, because you can't leave him nowhere, because he is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's the air you breathe. The air is everywhere. Okay, when you leave it one spot, it fills in and take over the spot you left. But if you got it crowded up, it can't do anything for you, because you got your cup overflowing. And you need to have it overflowing with joy, overflowing with peace. Okay. Joy is here waiting for you. Jesus came and brought his joy. And he brought it for us. He said, Father, give them my joy. Let my joy be full in Let my joy be filled in them. He wants you to have his joy overflowing, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So do you have room for him during the day? You got too many activities going on that you don't have time for, and that you find yourself gone all day long and hadn't prayed. Gone all day long and hadn't said a word to the Lord. Because we're caught up in our things, idle things that we thought or think is important. But if you don't have Jesus in it, it's all in vain. You got to get Jesus on board. And when you get Jesus on board, things will turn out better. See, allow him to be part of your mind. He can't lead you and direct you if your mind is not on him. The word said, let your mind stay on Jesus. And if you stay on Jesus, he said what? I give you perfect peace. So this is the time that the angels said it was peace, goodwill towards all. So we need to keep that in mind. Nothing on this earth is more important than God. Nothing on this earth is more important than his son Jesus. Because in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. We are our very existence in him. So you need to make all the room that you possibly have. Some of us got so much stuff in our house, we can't even move around in it. And we bought some shelters and got them filled up too. And we're still looking for more stuff this year. The only thing you need more of is some more Jesus. Make up some room. Make some room for you to get more Jesus. Clear of the area out there in your head that keep you worrying about somebody or worrying about something. Take that area and clean it out and say, Jesus, you can take over that. Allow him to have it. Find some room for Jesus in your oration and do what Jesus said. Don't worry about nothing. Anybody in here worry free? Don't raise your hand. Okay. I don't want to embarrass the ones that can't raise their hand. All right. But make him your priority. If you're worrying anyone a little bit, you're worrying too much. Okay? If you're in depression, you're in there because you drove yourself there. You didn't let Jesus take over. And not worry about things, because worrying will lead you to depression. And depression will lead you to the grave. All right, so let us worry, be worry free. Now, the world was made. It was made by God. And everything he made was good and very good. Now, everything in this world is good, provided you use it the proper way. Use it the way the Lord intended for it to be used. Now, us have messed it up. Okay? We're taking God's good and made it into something bad. All because we won't. We want in everything but more Jesus. Okay? And this has caused us to bring sin into the world. When sin came into the world, everything went chaos. Things that were perfect no longer perfect because sin has taken over. Okay? And we need to get back to letting God handle things for us and be forgiven, because Jesus came that he will save us from the sin. Adam and Eve broke the law and caused imperfection to come into the world. And everything that comes now, it comes as imperfect. We're born with imperfection. But when Adam and Eve was made, they were made perfect. But everybody else came through them, because when they messed up, they became imperfect. And everything that followed them is imperfect. And so we had to go back to the Lord and get ourselves straightened out. So God made an answer for this problem before the problem exists. He made it in his son, Jesus. And he made promises that he will come back and save the world. So we can see here now a time being accomplished. Jesus was pronounced and prophesied by Isaiah some 650 odd years prior to his coming, that the Lord has beset someone. A child born of a virgin. It prophesies that he's coming to complete his promise of saving the world and bringing them back to the Father. And so it was that in those days that Caesar Augustus sent out a decree that all the world should be taxed. And the tax first took place when Cyrenius was governor of Judea. And so it was that the child was born. And the angels rejoiced. They came and sent a message to the world. The angels came out and formed a heavenly choir. And they sung joy to the world. Hallelujah, the Savior has come. Joy to the world. So he come to bring us joy, not sorrow. At this time of year, you should be having joy, not sadness. Do you have room for Jesus? That he can fix it for you. That you turn your sadness into joy. Turn your mourning into hope. Do you have time for Jesus in your life today? It says, and the angels appeared to the shepherds, and the shepherds said, let us go and see this thing that has come to pass. I heard them say to each other, let's go even to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. And they went, and angels told them that this is going to be a sign to you. You shall see the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Because there was no room for them in the inn. Do you have room in your inn? Do you have a room that Jesus can come in and rest his head? There was a time when Jesus had been preaching, and a young man told him, said, Jesus, I go with you everywhere, even unto death. And Jesus told the man, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. Nowhere to lay his head, no room. He knew they knew he was coming, but yet they ignored his coming. There was no place for him. We know he's coming, because he said he's coming on the cloud. Every eye shall see him. We know he's coming. It's been preached in your hearing every year. He's coming. Somebody saying he ain't coming. He's been here, gone. We've been hearing this all our lives. He ain't coming. But I want you to know he comes every day. Every time somebody leaves this earth, he come back for him. So don't you worry about the mass coming. You got to wait till you come up, and then you come, you'll be too late. Because it said, he that's holy, let him be holy still. He that's righteous, let him be righteous still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. Time to make room for him in your life is today. Because the day that the Lord has made, today is the day of your salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. He is coming. Hallelujah. You need to make room. If you don't have room, make room in your busy schedule. Include some joy in your day. Include some love in your day. Include some peace in this your day. Include some witnessing in your day. Do you? Have room. If you don't have no room, I advise you today. I charge you today to make some room. Because he's on his way to our house. He's on our way, on his way. He is the Son of God. He is your hope, your joy, your peace, your life. He is our all in all. My God, Jesus. The time has come that if you haven't made no room for Jesus, remember this is the season for his celebration. The time that we set apart to honor his birth. Hallelujah. Some people will say, but he wasn't born on the 25th. And so they don't celebrate. He's, but if he wasn't born on the 25th, he was born someday. Hallelujah. And you celebrate that day. And in fact, every day of the year can be celebrating his birth. And it's because our second opportunity of birth was the day that he came and was born in your life. Somebody was born in January. Somebody was born in February, March, April, May. Somebody was born in September, maybe June, July, and August. Somebody was born in September, October, and December. Because he's being born every day in somebody around the world. So whatever day you choose to celebrate it, you won't be wrong. Because he's been born in your new birth. Hallelujah. If you are hopelessly a warrior, now's your time to come. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cared for you. Hallelujah. Invitation to extend it. Choir singing. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. Oh, come. Oh, yeah. Come to Jesus just now. He will say,
He will say, just now. Thank you.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we all meet again. Amen.